Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock
Podcast. Here we go, y'all.
With Jim, Jim and Nobby.
I made a terrible mistake. I was in the shop and I thought, oh, look, I get some of that Halloween sweets for the kids.
What made them Halloween sweets?
Well, there was a special offer. It was like bags of
sweets. Were they spiders? Were they witches? Were they...
No, for the sweets to give the kids that come around.
So they're just normal sweets, but they're on special offer.
Multi-pack of mixed up, like Freddos and Curly Whirlies minis. Multi-pack of mini Mars bars. Multi-pack of Maltesers, you know.
Yeah.
£2 each.
Gotcha.
Got a tenner's worth, just in case it sells out. Yeah.
These won't be touched now until Halloween.
Well,
is that right?
This is the mistake.
Yeah.
So I look... Remember last year it was hard to get the sweets because we left at the last minute? Well, I've got some. There's some backup ones now. We'll get a few crisps and stuff like that. We'll be sorted for the door. It'll be grand. I'll get a few more next week.
Tell you what you need to be stockpiling.
A lot of kids in my estate.
Could be a shortage of beer.
Oh. That's a bit scary. We'll get back to that.
Screw your Twixes.
Can we circle back to that?
Although I have been also dabbling in the press that has the same things, Jim. And when I'm peckish, I'll have two small Twixes because that's still only half a... You know the way you used to get a single long Twix?
Well, this is the thing. Once it's in the house, it's just taunting you. So, I had started with a Freddo and that's just a downhill.
Was it a caramel Freddo or a normal Freddo?
I don't like the caramel Freddos.
Me neither.
No. I prefer a chunky, solid Freddo.
See, Kit Kat are now doing... What did I see?
But anyway, so if you're going to buy your sweets, put them in the attic or something so that you can't access them.
Oh, it's going in my head now. Is Kit Kat are doing like a special funky kind of
Kit Kat?
There was a whiskey, you know, wasn't it? Was
whiskey Kit Kat?
Something. It was something that would pair together. And I was like, oh, really?
Have you seen Lizzo?
No, and we haven't even mentioned Lizzo in a while. Is she all right?
Well, why? What do you mean? What's wrong with her?
You don't mean Lizzo now or Queen Elizabeth?
I don't call Queen Elizabeth Lizzo.
I do.
I call her the Queen.
The Queen. Okay.
But anyway, Lizzo, watermelon.
And she's
putting mustard on the watermelon.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
Now, it's an old clip. It was on Gogglebox or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was trying it, so she put the bit of mustard on the watermelon and tried it. And she was making a face like... And then she went, hold up.
Grassy tried this.
And she did it again.
That's what this reminds me of. He got French's mustard, which is the best mustard if you're having a burger, by the way. Fact.
Yeah, the mild one, yeah.
Yeah. And he put it on and licked it. And it was, ugh.
You don't lick it now. You get the watermelon in your mouth.
I think he ate it, actually. He did a video for it. It was on, yeah. I was like, hang on, this sounds familiar. And it must have been clearly off the back of Lizzo.
Well, nothing would surprise me with that fella. And,
no.
Well, unless tonight surprises me, because you'll hear it later on. We'll interview Crossy as a guest on the show because he's on telly tonight.
And hopefully you get that far into today's podcast. Hopefully you listen to the whole thing. But if you don't, he's on RT2 tonight at 9:30. Celebrity pulling with Barons. Not his parents, not his celebrity. But he'll have a go anyway.
So I wonder, will you end up with love?
I don't know. We actually don't know the outcome. He hasn't even seen the outcome.
He hasn't told us.
Also, there's a very, very strange story today. And it'll be covered in Where We Have a Look at the World. But basically, there was a man a few years ago. I remember the guards tweeting a photograph. If you follow the guard of traffic.
This is such a story for you. Because it involves cars, guards, and an unusual...
So when we were talking about this, I mean, I know a few guards. I was going to send them this article. I'm sure they're aware of it.
Right,
anyway,
I'd say so.
It was very early. It was 7 in the morning we were doing it. But basically, this fella was caught on the north side of Dublin. And he had fitted his car, a Renault Megane, with blue lights in the grill and blue lights at the back of the headrest in the back of the car.
He's not a guard, though.
He's not a guard. He had fake guard badges. He'd fire brigade badges. And he had a sign that said fire officer on call. And he had a walkie-talkie.
Now, if you're nine and you have that in your bedroom, that's kind of cool.
So he's driving along and he flashes an actual unmarked Garda car. So they keep driving for a while. And they're just kind of like, because I don't even know if a Garda car would put on the blues to pull over another Garda car. They knew they'd probably just ring each other. So eventually the real Garda car pulls in. And the guard, you know, this is the way it works. You don't get out of the car to the guards. Yeah, they get out to you.
Yeah.
But your man got out to go to the guard.
Oh my God.
And then he said, what's the crack? And the real guard waited, he was just observing the situation, going, okay, maybe he could be.
I would love a YouTube video of this.
Oh, this would be amazing. Like, where's the body cam footage? Anyway, it didn't end well for the guy who was impersonating the guards. And you'll hear about it in a few minutes, but it is like, seriously, there are some fantasies among us.
Why would you have that gear in your car?
Why didn't he just join the guards if he was that interested?
Maybe he tried and didn't get in.
Maybe.
That's unusual.
There's a Garda museum that's open from 10 in the morning till 2, I think, every day. Maybe when he gets out, you can go and have a look there.
I've always fancied going to the Garda auctions.
What, for the cars?
For the bicycles.
Oh, yeah.
So all the stolen bikes, if nobody comes looking for them, they will auction them off for charity, I think.
A year and a day, is it?
Something like that. And apparently you can get really good bargains going to the bicycle auction. I don't know where it's on, but I've always thought I'd love to go.
Yeah. I'm also, because the more I get to know a few guys, I really hear the other stories that you'd never think would be their job, but it is their job. Like, we got a little bit of that one, I suppose, during lockdowns. You saw them bringing shopping to grannies. But there's an awful lot of stuff you have to do.
So you got all that coming up. We got some kids in the car. We got Instagram, very exciting today. And we'll have a look at everything that's going on. I have some fake ads and everything. That's all coming up.
Fake ads.
On the podcast today. Thanks for listening. And make sure you're watching Crossy tonight.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Guten Morgen.
How are you all? Hope you're good. Everything good with you? So let's look at what's going on in the world. More COVID rules to be lifted. Nightclubs back on Friday. Pubs get later opening. Regulations sow confusion.
You can't dance until your late license kicks in, and then you can dance and move and take your mask. Now, I don't know why they didn't say yes to him. Maybe they did. I didn't hear the announcements. I can't deal with any more of these announcements. So they said they're meeting today about nightclubs.
So the announcement was to say that we're meeting today?
No, but why didn't they? So they did an announcement, like the normal announcement yesterday. Why didn't they say, listen, can everyone in the hospitality industry just bear with us for another 24 hours? We'll have more information for how we're going to proceed with things by tomorrow at 6 or something like that. Instead of saying, yeah, you can you can dance at 12:30. If you're playing a musical instrument, you have to sit down. But before that, you can dance.
Nice to meet you. Copper face masks is the headline. Confusion over COVID rules in nightclubs as pubs slam new restrictions as lunacy. Party on. This is Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin dressed up as Wayne's World on the front page of the Irish Sun.
It's actually very good Photoshop work.
Very good. Ministers gave the nation some excellent news yesterday as they signed off on nightclubs opening their doors on Friday. Although anybody I know in the music industry seemed very unhappy.
DJs. Yeah, because there's still no real plan. There's still no, I mean, yeah, they're going to be open, but there's still so many questions. So many questions.
Fill your boots, though. Fans will fill stadiums again as the government announces some COVID-19 restrictions will be lifted. So you can go to a sporting event.
Yeah, outdoor sporting events, full capacity.
But indoor dancing.
But for example, Noel Anderson, who is the chair of the LVA Dublin pubs and runs a couple of pubs, he's quite confused. We're, you know, he's been retweeting people saying we're astonished by today's announcements. People can say ongoing restrictions preventing the use of a bar counter, for example. So you still can't go up and ask for a bar or for a drink.
So if we were going clubbing on Friday night, Nobby, as we normally do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Would we'd have to show our cert at the door?
Yeah.
So there'd be quite a long queue then, because that's going to slow things down.
You can get the shift on the dance floor.
Can I?
But you can't go and order a drink at the bar.
Now, when I shift someone, do we both have to be wearing masks?
It would be if I was shifting you.
Would it be like you know, when you see old films of like school dances, and there'd be people like Christian Brothers coming along and nuns putting balloons
separate
in between.
No. But also, what about
separate, don't be getting so close.
What about nightclubs that don't have table service or have limited table service? A lot of nightclubs there's room for dancing, not necessarily tables. So if it's only table service, how do you get a drink?
So we can't stand at the bar, you know, with a 20 euro note in your hand going, when you get a sec, hey, when you get a sec, and then somebody else leaning on my shoulder, breathing into my face. Like, that can't happen.
Another one of Noel's tweets was, so at 12:30, we can just use our late license and everyone can move around. Please stop this madness.
It doesn't. What difference does it make what time it happens at?
I don't know. All I'm saying is, if I was a PR advisor to the government, I would have said, can you address the fact that we're not exactly sure about nightclubs and say we'll come back to you tomorrow about that?
It's the kind of dismissive way that they're just, that whole industry, the whole entertainment industry is kind of very confused. A lot of people, including people we know very well, don't know if they're gigging on Friday night. Are they gigging or are they half gigging?
I think they're gigging.
Okay, they're gigging.
But it's people that are going to the gigging, they're not sure what they do.
Right. In other news, big freeze as the weather turns. So temperatures are set to plummet by almost 8 degrees today. So you had your 17s yesterday. It's going to get down to about 10. So it's
all right at the moment.
It's nice, but it will drop. It was 20 degrees in my car yesterday again, driving home.
That's because you're so hot, Jim.
Well, that's true, I know. But like, you know, I'm not hot on the outside of my car.
No, it was grand. It was really, really all right, yeah.
And the nighttime temperatures will drop to about 4 degrees. So that's big,
grand. It's easier to sleep.
It's a big drop, though. So if you're used to having the window open, I'd be careful.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
To layer up there, not, but,
of course.
Know? Krispy Kreme are set to open its much-hyped second store in the country next month in North County Dublin.
Where? Swords?
Well,
Airside?
Swords outlet will be a massive hit on the north side of the capital, similar to when it opened its one out in Blanchard.
Is it in pavilions? There's no drive-through really there available.
The Blanchard's End store has enjoyed huge success.
Have you heard how much they make?
Who?
90 grand a week.
Blanche?
Krispy Kreme are making.
In Ireland?
Yeah.
Just from one store?
Yeah. 87,000 or something like that.
And are the queues still big like when it first opened?
Probably not as big as when it first opened, but I presume there's still queues there. Sure, people were being told to stop beeping their horns.
I was there the morning it opened. I think you were on a day off, right? I was in the Roadhog and I was outside Krispy Kreme and I did a video of, I tweeted it and it was the biggest tweet I ever did.
Queue was ridiculous, wasn't it?
I videoed the queue. I said, here's Krispy Kreme and there's my donut there and there's my cup of coffee. Very good coffee, by the way.
You got a donut, did you?
Oh yeah, they sent me over a donut and a coffee, yeah.
Just the one, was it?
Well, that's all you need, isn't it? I mean, yeah. Do you need a donut? Like, what's the name? The glaze? What's
a that? Glazed ring.
Don't call it a glazed ring, do they?
That's what it's called. It's a glazed ring donut.
Yeah, but you ask for a glaze. You don't say, really, a glazed ring.
I've never been, so I don't know. The only Krispy Kreme.
You've never been to Krispy Kreme.
The only Krispy Kreme donuts I've ever eaten are the ones that have been sent in here.
You've never been to. Well, I'm telling you, if you get a fresh one with a cup of coffee, it is a match made in heaven. It's pretty good. Anyway, I videoed that, and it just went. I don't know why, but the amount of people just looking at it all around the world. Mad.
Yeah, I think because some people are probably they're looking at those. So what's wrong with Ireland? We've had these for decades.
And it was also the most impressive opening of anything I've ever seen.
Right. Did they have pyrotechnics?
They had pyrotechnics.
Dancing elephants.
They had a giant donut dancing around. They had a band playing. They had it all took off. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Anyway, so well done to them. So whereabouts in Swords? I don't know. Does anyone know that?
I'm only assuming they're having a drive-thru. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're like, look, we have a drive-thru in Blanchardstown, so we're just going to do a normal store.
The second store will be now located at Swords Pavilion Shopping Centre, creating several jobs, including delivery drivers and store workers. But it won't be a drive-thru then, will it not? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe not, no. I don't see how it would work. Also, pavilions are very hard to get into. You really are.
Are you talking to supermarkets again?
Just the layout of their routes in.
Did you see this story about the man who pretended he was a guard?
No, what happened to him?
A man has been jailed after impersonating a guard.
I told you this before, you can go without trial.
This guy has been jailed. After flashed his blue lights at an unmarked patrol car.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I love this story.
You muppet.
Stephen McGee from Balldoyle, a fan of Garda memorabilia.
Oh, Jesus.
Red flag. Christ. Was caught after he flashed unauthorised blue lights from his black Renault Megane at an unmarked Garda car in front of him. Alerting the two plainclothes officers. The two plainclothes officers are sitting in the car going, huh,
look at this fella.
Who's that now? Are they regulation lights? The officers believed they were being pulled over at the time by another Garda vehicle, only to find Mr. McGee, who admitted he wasn't a member of the Garda Síochána and claimed he'd flashed them by accident. They went,
I remember the photograph of the car they put it up. I was going
Exclusive pictures today in the Irish Daily Star.
Wow.
He's now been suspended from driving, getting into a Renault, and was caught on April the 9th of last year. He also contained a fake Garda badge and a radio scanner.
What?
Yep.
A fake Garda badge.
The former Hollis driver first told Garda of the scene that he trains Garda members. Members of the emergency response unit and members of the Dublin Fire. I actually train you guys. Yeah. And something like, let's put a call in. Do we know this guy?
He had a fake Garda badge. That's more shocking than the blue lights, you know.
Now look, it's quite a serious offence. So we're not.
It is a very serious.
It's a very serious offence, and the guy has gone to jail.
How long
for 3 months.
It's a bit short.
Having blue lights in a civilian vehicle is in itself an offence.
Blue lights on my wagon. I have an update on Krispy Kreme and Swords in a second. It's okay. F104.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104, 7:22.
Would you like a donut update?
I always want a donut update.
Okay. Do not wait any longer. Apply Today was their announcement yesterday. So if you'd like a sweet career move, Krispy Kreme announces job opportunities at new Sword store. The much hype new Krispy Kreme opens in November and has already garnered a whole HOLE lot of excitement in Pavilion Shopping Centre. And the surrounding area, people taking to the streets to show their love for the brand. So basically, there's jobs coming. You can apply for them at krispykreme.ie. You can see what role is best for you.
Is your mouth starting to water there now, is it?
It kind of is, yeah. And I still don't know exactly where it is, but it's in pavilions.
Yeah.
But where?
The one thing I don't understand with donuts, and there was a massive splurge of them a few years ago, wasn't there?
Splurge.
Everywhere you went, it was burritos and donuts.
Yeah.
I don't like the ones that have too much stuff on them.
Yeah, you like to keep it simple.
Yeah, that's why that glaze one is really nice. It's just the donut and the little bit of sugary stuff on top.
Go very well with this coffee now.
Goes very well with the coffee. But like when you get the other ones and they weigh a ton, and even you know the ones that come in sometimes and we cut them into quarters because they're like if you eat one, it's just like enough calories for a week. And the corner is heavy. There's just too much stuff on them.
Listener update. It's gone because I noticed the other day I was in Pavilions and across from Easton's there's an outlet spare. It says coming soon. And then I was wondering, are they going to put it down where all the other food places are? So they are. It's where KFC used to be. Why did KFC leave? What was wrong? Was there something they said? So all the way down there, new Krispy Kreme where KFC was. It's going where KFC was.
Also, in
where
one
KFC
of the papers
was,
today,
Pennies.
Helping me date was a grinder for Mary and Eunice. DJ Crossy on getting love advice from Glenn Rowe stars. He's in the paper today. So Crossy's on telly tonight at 9:30.
We're going to have to ask him about this bit.
We're going to interview him later on. But Glenn Rowe actors are shocked when they take over the dating apps of a radio star in a new RTE show tonight. The Iconics, so they played Mary and Billy.
It was a long time ago. They're too funny.
Well, anyway, they're trying to get... Crossy's been unlucky in love for decades.
Decades? That's revealing a bit harsh.
He's been double dated, thrown up on and dumped more times than he cares to remember.
Right.
When I got the TV show, I thought, I need to start owning this and be gay, loud and proud. So they're going to help him try and find a man. And right. They're going to be on Tinder, they're going to be on Grindr. It's pulling with my parents. Normally, the people in the show have their parents helping them do this.
Crossy's temporarily adopted by Biddy and Fidelma.
Yeah, it makes total sense that he's adopted by Glenn Rowe stars. Like, you know.
Why?
Because he loves TV.
Yeah.
So his mum and dad...
I don't think he was allowed to watch Glenn Rowe. He would have been at 4.
He loved Glenn Rowe.
What?
He's obsessed with Glenn Rowe. Yeah, he loved it.
Sure, I don't even remember it. How would he remember it?
He's from Navan.
Oh, yeah.
That was a religion.
They had the two channels down there. So.
Yeah, so Glenn Rowe's a big thing. And so he's instead of having one mammy, he's got two mammies.
Well, he's got three mammies. No, he's got his mammy.
Mammy
Crossy.
His real mammy wouldn't do it, or wasn't available. So
no, I think yeah, they answered right the first time.
Yeah, well, she's shy. Most mammies wouldn't do that. So yeah, he's got two celebrity mammies, telly mammies, because it makes total sense. Yeah, yeah, just, like,
We should have brought Crossy's telly mammies in here and grilled them.
If Crossy was a superhero,
yeah,
he would have definitely would have got some of his powers from RTE, from watching it, because he watches RTE a lot.
He does. He really does.
You know,
like he'll actually choose to watch Claire Burr live.
He picks that out and he tweets about it and everything. So he'll be on telly tonight, 9:30. We'll interview Crossy properly about this show, find out more. Does he find a man?
We don't even know. I don't even... Crossy knows how the episode ends.
He hasn't seen it. He hasn't seen it. He has no idea what it's going to look like. You know, obviously, he was there. They filmed an awful lot, but he doesn't know what it's going to be. I think there's a couple of people on this episode tonight. So 9:30.
Pulling with my parents. Celebrity pulling with my parents.
Celebrity pulling with my parents.
Are there any celebrities on it?
RTE2
on the next episode.
At 9:30. There's a GAA star, I think.
All right.
On tonight's one as well.
Okay. All right, well, we'll have to talk to him later on. Donuts and Crossy. It's already going to be a good day.
Ozark, final season. Season 4 sets... it's coming in January. The premiere date. That's when it's happening. Jason Bateman. I love him. He's cool.
Laura Loney. She's cool. She's a bit evil, though.
The drama will end. Now, don't tell me anything.
Oh, that is?
After 4 seasons, yeah.
Oh.
It's going to go out with a bang, though. On Tuesday, Netflix revealed the acclaimed drama's 4th and final season will return 21st of January next year. Season 4 will be released in 2 parts, consisting of 7 episodes each.
I promise you there's far worse things. If you haven't ever seen it or you left it for a while, I'd go back. It's good.
Money is, at its essence, that measure of a man's choices.
Why do I have this feeling we both know that you'd be better off dead?
Broken promises got consequences.
Sometimes, if you don't move forward, you die.
There's my darling. I forgot about that couple as well. Oh, it's so good.
Adele's previous interviews are resurfacing. So Adele was chatting years ago about the fact that when she gets married, she was talking to Alan Carr, Jonathan Ross, all these guys, and she spoke about potentially being divorced in the future and not giving her ex the satisfaction of writing music about him.
I saw someone yesterday, Enya Martin shared it though, and it just said, "Ma'am, how come I only see Daddy at the weekends?" And she said, "Track 5, love." So this is a much younger Adele.
This is
it?
An older Adele talking about...
Older as in younger.
Yeah, this is an old interview. Younger Adele talking about divorcing a guy in the future and not writing an album about him. Mm.
Hopefully I won't be married and be like, darling, we need a divorce. Write another album or nothing, but that would be really bad.
I got a bit burnt back in May around my birthday as well, and I know that he'd be over the moon if I wrote a record about him, but no way is that Brer getting a record about him.
That's pretty good. That's good. Don't give him the satisfaction.
No way. He would ride that wave forever. That's how much of a d*** he is. He would ride that wave forever. What camera am I on? Get a life, you idiot.
That's not about Simon, though. She means somebody else, isn't it?
No, the new guy. So, the fellow that she divorced now.
Yeah, Simon, yeah, okay.
So, like, she's a breakup artist. That's all her songs about breakups. Or
yeah, but it doesn't mean you can't be happy in your own life.
Unrequited love. No, her gaff is huge, but she's very sad. Okay, it's time for some strawberry messages.
Quid Game, the latest red-hot game show to come out of RTÉ. Quid Game. We lock a load of desperate for attention people in a warehouse on the Long Mile Road and force them to play their favourite childhood games. Curbs. Blind Man's Buff.
Like Hoblin, say up.
Rounders. Tip the Can.
We didn't call it Tip the Can, we called it Varty Varty.
Red Rover.
We forget the rules of Red Rover.
Spin the Bottle.
I'm not kissing him, the state of him.
Knickknacks.
Quick, run!
RTÉ's Quid Game, where the winner wins a few quid and nobody dies, hopefully.
I hurt my knee.
This show has nothing to do with a popular dystopian Netflix series because at RTÉ, we only have original ideas. Stop laughing. It's true. Quid Game.
Watch me.
It's Ireland's answer to OnlyFans.
OnlyCans.
Just log on and ask people to open their tins real slow and drink them in a field.
OnlyCans.
You can watch people having an outdoor beverage and give them a few quid.
OnlyCans. Ireland.
Meet Brian. He'll show you his bag of cans out the back of the football pitch. All right, Brian.
All right, yeah. Got a bag of cans.
Here's Denise. She's got the touch and our cans are Dutch. All right, Denise.
Watch me. All right. Send us a few quid on OnlyCans, will you?
OnlyCans, Ireland.
Are you worried about the rising energy costs? Let Vim Hufflepuff help you out. With all the banning of the fossil fuels, lots of you Irish people have been racking my head about how to keep warm this winter. Hello. I'm Vim Hufflepuff, and I teach peoples like you how to breathe to heat up the body. In Ireland, you people are very lucky, because you most likely know someone who talks all the time and produces enough hot air to heat the whole of Balbriggan.
Yeah, I do a bit of DJing myself, but and I've 5 million followers on Twitter.com, actually.
If you don't know anybody who is full of hot air, you are most likely that person. Sorry. Vim Hufflepuff. Heat yourself up by talking pure shit this winter.
Straight in, no kissing. The nightclub that obeys all the ever-changing rules. We can literally allow 2 dozen people into our club that's the size of Tala. After queuing for several hours and you have a valid cert, you'll be straight in. But no kissing. This is all subject to changes that may occur on the hour, every hour. And the rules will go back and forth like your granny line dancing to the hokey cokey. Straight in, no kissing. All the atmosphere of a wet shoe.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Okay, so this guy's got belief. John, you have belief with you.
Woo!
Because Kyle is there who's 10. He believes you're going to get 10.
Kyle believes I'm going to get 10, yeah.
How old is Kyle?
Kyle's 11.
He's 11, okay. Well, this is good. This is the first time. Because normally we have contestants on and they say, oh, I'm not going to do well. You've got somebody willing you to win.
Is Kyle into football?
He is into football, yeah.
Who does he support?
He's an Arsenal fan like his father.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. That was some turnaround Arsenal have done this season, so well done.
Yeah, five in a row without defeating
them. I know, yeah.
Yeah. Now, John, you're a bit faint, so I don't know if you can talk without the hands-free or not.
I have hands-free, yeah.
Okay, just shout on you. Shout your answers so we can hear you loud and clear.
I'll shout as loud as I can.
There we go, okay.
That's it.
Right. Let's get 10, come on.
Best of
Let's
luck.
Let's do it.
The game starts in 3, 2,
1.
What fruit preserve is made from oranges?
Marmalade.
Which of the following was not a Spice Girl? Baby, Scary, Dancer, Ginger, Dancer. Posh.
Dancer.
What kind of food is a bratwurst?
Sausage.
What singer changed their name officially to Yee?
Kanye West.
True or false, Una Healy played Camogie for Offaly?
False.
What TV show starred Paul Mescal as Connell?
Normal People.
What country is nicknamed The Boot?
Italy.
What band is Caleb Folwell the lead singer of?
Kings of Leon.
Emmanuel Macron is the president of which country?
France.
And what team did Liverpool beat last night?
Atletico Madrid.
10 out of 10!
Yeah!
Well done, man.
You're up out of those.
Get up out of
them. Sail through them.
10 out of 10.
Amazing.
Kyle was right to back you. Well done.
Kyle knew all along. Come on, there, I was thinking, who were they playing last night? I was watching it all.
Now, the
what?
Are we allowed help from kids? Are we?
Well, was he getting help?
No.
He was answering so fast.
He was. And Macron has 6 months left, by the way. He hasn't announced if he's going again. They reckon he will.
Wasn't sure about the Offaly one. That was a bit of a guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she didn't, did she?
She didn't, no. Not that I know of, anyway. No. Well done. So you've got €1,000. You've won $1,000. It's the first time in about 2 weeks now.
Ole!
Ole! And it's great to see two Arsenal fans celebrating something.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. What's your surname, by the way, John?
It's Downs.
From Sandyford. Congratulations.
Thanks a million, lads.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Talk to you again. That's how you do it.
Have a good day, lads.
You too. Thanks for playing. 8:22. Anybody else got a 10? Let us know. We'll be very happy.
Unbelievable. That's
nice,
great,
to see people being happy for people. It is good, yes.
€1,000, that's
pretty easy today, lads.
Do you think so? If you got 10s, let us know. I'll send you an emoji of my choosing.
Kids in the car, kids in the car, everyone is a little star.
Ding dong.
Early on the strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Are we still looking for embarrassing stories?
We're not looking for embarrassing stories. Okay. We're going to bring you our last few embarrassing stories. But kids, we want to know, what are you dressing up on this Friday for school Halloween day?
Is this Friday, is it because of the midterm or because of Freedom Day? Which is it?
Because of the midterm.
Right.
Terms and conditions apply.
You can wear whatever you like on Friday.
At the moment, yeah.
So it can be dressed up, but it can also be your favourite tracksuit.
I think you can dress... Well, I think a lot of people are going to dress up in their scary outfits. It's the morning that all the kids go dressed as something.
I might come to work dressed as a T-Rex, though. I have a T-Rex costume. I can fit into it, and my head sticks out where his belly is.
I like it. So, kids, what are you dressing up for?
And have a tail.
For school. It might be different to your Halloween costume. It might be different. So let us know, and we'll get to some of them.
That's for tomorrow.
Tomorrow. But right now, let's finish off with you, sir, your embarrassing stories.
Once when I was in the elevator with other people and my mum, I farted in the elevator, and then my mum said, "Was that you?" And then I said, "Yes." It's Dylan.
I love the way he whispered back, "Yes."
It was me with the fart.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name's Tiffany. When I was a baby, I went on the Lewis and went away. Bye. Oh,
went away.
He went away on the Lewis.
Went away.
Yeah, no, not wee because it's going fast, but like, I had a little accident, maybe.
Dear, oh dear.
Oh, well.
Fair as it seems worse.
We're Lucy and David, and we're 5. Once we embarrass our mom, we order 38 garlic fries on our phone. Bye.
Bye.
What did you do with all the garlic fries?
38 garlic fries.
I love cheese and garlic fries now.
Yeah, but you might order that if you're at a massive party, but like 38 garlic fries, kids.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Nobby. It's Daddy Pig. Adele, would you do a duet with Pepper?
What's Daddy Pig doing listening to the show?
Daddy Pig listens. All the Pepper community listen, yeah.
Wow. Even George?
Name one of Peppa's friends, Nabi. See if you can remember any of Peppa's friends.
Emily Elephant.
Emily Elephant. And her brother was?
George.
Edward Elephant.
Oh, her brother. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Sure, she's a friend.
Hello, girls and boys.
Hello, Peppa.
I'm Peppa Pig, and you're listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. I'm a friend of the show.
FM 104.
And big kid Jerry loved Fat Labrador yesterday.
Oh, good, good.
He loved it.
Jerry, cut your hair, will you? Yeah. And good morning to all the 8-year-olds listening.
I don't listen to Peppa Pig anymore.
Yeah.
That's for kids.
Yeah, it's for babies. I'm not a baby anymore.
I don't watch that anymore.
Yeah.
Sake.
You watch it on the slide, don't you?
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So Leon Pinnock has announced that Little Mix are going to release Between Us on vinyl.
Okay.
Is that not the equivalent of giving a toddler a cassette Walkman? Like,
I don't know. Do Little Mix chung ones want vinyl? I don't know.
Do they? Why would they want vinyl? Little Mix fans. Why
Seems
would
odd. It does seem odd.
It really.
Although Coldplay, Chris Martin sent us in albums on CD this morning. So, I mean,
yeah, but
it's also weird.
You can imagine Coldplay on vinyl.
Where am I meant to stick that CD?
Well, you know.
Cars don't even come with CD players anymore.
Here is the announcement anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Vinyl. Hi, guys. So, we have some signed vinyls back on the store, but they're only available for 48 hours. So make sure you grab yours. And yeah, lots of love.
That's signed and all that stuff, yeah. So they're selling merch, basically. Can't gig selling merch.
Signed. Yeah, I can. I understand why they want the signed part, but like...
Still.
The vinyl part.
Yeah. I don't know where you're meant to play that. Maybe you're not meant to play them. Maybe that's the point.
Yeah. It's an unusual one, but there you are.
It is strange. It's just strange.
Sarah Paulson has been talking about Hillary Clinton's reaction to the impeachment.
Now, I'm kind of confused. There's one on Netflix, but there was one starting on BBC Two last night as well, which is really good.
Okay.
And Tom Hanks' son, not Chad, the other fella.
The other fella!
Is in it.
There's one as an actor, one as kind
He's
of a,
so
a
like
party
Tom.
Animal.
He's so
it?
Like his dad. Yeah.
Chad's the party animal.
So that was on as well. So there's two, I think, isn't there?
Well, there's the one that Podgy's TV Guy told us about us last week.
Yeah, I can't remember if that was... Anyway,
so the impeachment series has been airing and Sarah Paulson is in it. And here's what she says.
There have been moments where people have told me about things I've been in that she was at something and said something nice. And I was like, she probably doesn't like me so much no more. But I don't know if that's true. But, while we were filming and certainly subsequently, even now, if I see something that she tweets and I sometimes want to like it, and then I'm like, oh, I don't know that you should get in this. I don't know that you should. So I definitely, if I saw her, I've never met the woman. If I, you know, I did vote for her. So, you know, I do. It makes it. I would say like maybe a little wrinkle.
Right. So like all these CIA agents surround Monica and say, you need to come with us, ma'am. And then they bring her off and it's good. Started last night.
I meant to watch that. So what channel was that on?
That was BBC Two, but I'm just not sure if there's a Netflix one. I'm nearly sure there's a Netflix one as well. It's 10 parter.
Was it repeated? I wanted to watch it.
Probably will be.
Salma Hayek has been talking about, she couldn't believe it. She was talking about Eternals, and she never thought there'd be a Mexican superhero in her 50s.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
I never, as a non-gay Mexican, thought I would be a Mexican superhero in my 50s. That used to be a man. So I think it's wonderful because it's not just one thing, but it's like the welcoming of everything, you know, and in characters that are not even from Earth. Yeah. Because it's not about your sexuality, where you come from. It's about diversity. It goes further than that. It's the things that are special about you that are seen and wanted to create this little family.
Accent is fantastic.
She is my next a very interesting person.
Sorry, what?
She's a very interesting person.
She is, yeah. This is Tom Grennan, Lewis Capaldi, and Niall Horan.
If my next karaoke session isn't like this, then I don't want it.
Sounds like a TikTok video.
So there's a TikTok of Niall, Lewis Capaldi, and Tom Grennan doing karaoke
Tom
together.
Grennan. It's not Tom Grennan. It can't be Tom Grennan. Unless there's a bread fella who can also sing.
Probably Lewis Capaldi got a lift from Tom Brennan, who's driving one of the vans.
Sketch.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and our next guest is a man called Thomas. He has been working in radio for a number of years, and he's been working with some very, very wonderful and talented teammates.
Of course. But very active on social media as well.
Very active, and there's nothing that he won't do. He likes running around. He likes checking out all the establishments around Dublin.
Carvery's.
He's an expert on all these things and social media.
Likes a good trip to London.
Tonight it's all about television because Crossy. Good morning, Crossy. I'm doing a big formal intro.
Good morning.
Didn't sound like you for a minute.
Crossy is on the telly box tonight.
RTE2, 9:30.
I know, it's kind of strange. We filmed this back when, you know, COVID was on, the summertime, and it's finally... We're actually in the studio that you're in right now. You're going to see where Jim Jim and Abby are every single morning.
Oh, okay. That's enough for a reason to watch it as it is.
See where the magic happens.
So, Crossy, you have just a backstory here. Two ladies in it. For people old enough to remember a show called Glen Row, they were Biddy and Fidelma from it. And what have you been explaining... The girls to people who don't remember Glen Row? How have you described them?
So what happens is 2001 in Ireland there was a soap called Glen Row. So if you're 30 you'll remember it. Probably younger, probably not. And there was an affair between Biddy's husband Miley and Fidelma, which is Biddy's cousin.
Holy God. I didn't know they were cousins.
They were cousins. They were rolling around the hay. Just think Middle Ireland exploded. Think of, you know, because of the sexual tension between these two people, everyone was talking about it. Back then, Fidelma was told to leave shops, to leave restaurants.
Wow.
Because Ireland at that stage was like, sex and absolutely not, get out of here.
I tell you what, Infidelma should have been her name.
We were a long way off Crossy going round on Grindr, weren't we?
Yeah. So take it back up to now, right? So a celebrity pulling with my parents is that you give your phone to your mom and dad or your brother and sister and they look after your dating life. See, my mom is very shy, doesn't like being on the radio, doesn't like being on TV. I think I'm adopted. So they were like, have you any mother figures? Because everybody has a mother figure in their life. And I was like, well, I know a lady called Mary McAvoy. She's been in loads of stuff. She's actually in Callan's Kicks on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
How did you meet Mary McAvoy, by the way?
Oh, I met Mary years ago at a party, and ever since then we've been chatting, and I just thought of her and I was like, do you know what, Mary, would you like to do it? Because you kind of look like my mom, first of all. And
your mom's better looking, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh,
so
thank you very much.
You leave Biddy alone.
Yeah.
All right.
And
with Woman's been through enough.
You leave Crossy's man alone.
With Eunice, how I know her is I used to live in the Phoenix Park Racecourse Apartments, and I used to know a lady called Ailish there who had a book club every Friday night.
Wow. And Crossy, this really is some Sex in the City.
Crossy style. So do you know Gleason's Butchers? The lady who
Crossy,
owns
what?
That as
where
well.
Are you going?
See, I'm going with this, right? They have this book club. And I was like, lads, that is so boring. I don't read. So they were like, well, do you want to come over for the wine afterwards? So
oh, I
used
there.
To always go over afterwards. And myself and Eunice struck up a friendship.
Who's your dada?
So yeah. You'd go over when they were finished. Oh, talking yeah. about the book and going, oh, what are you reading?
I have the crack. Okay. There's a girl from Disney there, so it was kind of like networking and all that. It was great. Okay, fun.
Yeah. Like which Disney princess was there?
I can't say. Oh, I can't okay. say, but there was okay. a person there that, yeah. Anyway, so we all had the crack, and then I was like, well, why don't we get Eunice and Mary together? They haven't been on TV in 20 years, so the people my age will relate to me, and the people in their 40s plus will relate to Biddy and Fidelma, and they'll remember the sex scenes, because there was never anything like that on Irish TV in 2001.
It was quite a scandal, yeah.
Oh, it was mental.
So it was actually your idea to pair the girls back on this?
Yeah, right. And they both cool. agreed to it, and they haven't been on TV, so I'm kind of thinking in my head, it's going to be like Gino, Fred, and Gordon Ramsay.
So you're looking, so you're trying to find love, and do you see you going on dates on the show tonight?
Yeah, so for the first three quarters of it is them taking over my phone, and I don't know if anybody has ever been on dating sites and seen the filth. Like, girls will... Girls will know about this. Lads can be creeps on dating apps, you know, showing their willies or showing their chests or showing their bums or whatever it is. And think of people who have been in relationships for 20 years and have never ever been on dating apps before and all of a sudden have this treasure chest of
sliding into DMs
and all this sort of things being thrown at them through a phone as they're at home sitting down. And that's what happens. So they kind of look at that and they look at my app and go, why are you topless in that picture? Or why are you not topless in this picture? Why are you just saying hi? Why are you not telling them like what you do or where you go or where you drink or what you eat?
Right.
So what's that?
And was there lingo that you had to explain to them they wouldn't be... So what kind of lingo did they not understand?
I can't even say the lingo before 10 a.m. It's like too early, there's some stuff.
There's no watershed in radio.
Is it abbreviations or something? Is it like
People listening?
What you're into? You give whatever.
It'd be like TBT, Throwback Thursday, but it doesn't mean Throwback or Thursday.
Is the lads just saying, here's what I like, here's a list of things I like?
Like, if anyone is listening now, then the word top. That's one word I'm going to say. I can't say any. All you know, right. Yeah, we're going to move on. But
I know,
stuff
Jim,
like that.
Do you
I
know?
Had to
like a spinning top, is it?
Well, if you could spin, that'd be amazing.
Remember Jedward a while ago said they wanted to be in the top bunk or the bottom bunk, and everyone was going losing their minds over it because they were talking about beds, everyone else was talking
Let's just pour some cold water in this conversation for a minute now and just everyone have a cold
it's
share.
Get spicy
hang on.
Tonight, though,
let's
it?
Have a listen to the trailer.
To see if she can rescue Crossy's love life. Mary has brought him to her animal sanctuary in Westmead.
Are you afraid?
I kind of am. I haven't seen a cock in ages. Jesus. Oh my God, they had eggs.
There's lots of good lays in this place. I'm au fait with Grindr and Tinder and all of that. But Grindr scares the bejesus out of me. I don't know what I'm going to see on Grindr. Is that too big for your little mouth, is it? No, you bite it and I'll hold it for you.
You sure you haven't been on Grindr before, Mary?
Just as Mary was talking to a donkey there, not Crossy.
Now the thing about this is that was the very first day of shooting. By the end of it, Mary was like, can I take your phone again? Because it does get addictive. Dating apps are really addictive.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Swiping, having a look. It's like looking at a menu. Imagine going into a restaurant and you look at this whole menu and sometimes you can taste the menu.
I'll have the Cote d'Buff, please. Yeah. Right. It's on tonight. It's half nine. It's Celebrity Pulling My Parents. Catching the Player if it's already gone out. And yeah, it's going to be fun, Crossy. We'll be watching.
I'm nervous, very nervous, especially for my mom. She's not prudish, but when she saw that clip the other night, she went very quiet, like very quiet.
So do you think it's going to get spicier than that, or is that
Yeah. Okay. There are parts of it, you know, like the dates, two of the dates that I go on that they pick is quite, one of them is quite rude and the other one is very cringe and, God, my stomach even thinking about it.
I haven't even heard about these dates. He said nothing.
We don't know anything about it.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.